RockZone.com.
Ladies, you're on in 1 minute. Are you ready?
Okay, okay. Have you seen my powder? Where is my lipstick?
I can't find my pumps.
Oh, they're over there.
Thanks, are you ready?
Yeah. Oh, baby.
Then let's do this. The world is waiting.
That's what I'm talking about.
Now, TalkZone presents That's What I'm Talking About. This is the show that takes it to the next level on today's current events, issues, and topics. It's talk radio designed to educate, enlighten, empower, and offer information, ideas, and inspiration for daily living. Here are your hosts for That's What I'm Talking About, Silver Ray Fox and Cassandra McShepherd.
Well, hey there to all of you out there in cyber world. Happy Wednesday to you. I hope you are having the most terrific day already. It's only noon, so if it didn't, you didn't get it like you wanted already, then give it some more time. There's still some day left to do things well. How are you doing, lady?
I'm doing fine. People on the West Coast are probably doing what I was doing 2 hours ago.
Still rolling out, huh? Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was doing 2 hours ago. You know, it would be really interesting to think, what is the time difference around the world? I mean, some places it's tomorrow, and some places it's still yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm. And you know, the bigger question is, I wonder why.
I want to be yesterday.
Oh, you still need some more. I'm looking, some more of yesterday.
I'm looking for the 25th hour on the 35th. Day, maybe 31st day. No, on the 366th day. That's what I'm looking for.
Keep hoping. You know, things can happen. I was catching part of the show before us. Phenomenal things do happen. Who knows? If they can make the days longer like they did this year, who knows what a great mind might figure out.
But see, you know, for real, okay, so if you're working on that, quite frankly, I need a week. And the day's a cute concept, but if it can happen, I want 5.
Well, we'll see what we can do. Maybe it's just a matter of some time management. Who knows?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I thought maybe.
Yeah.
That's not it, huh?
Was that a question? A statement? Were you looking for a response?
I was looking for some feedback from you.
I'm sure that people who can develop time and extend time can manage time. I'll still be in need.
No matter what we do.
Huh? Yeah, that's what
so
I'm talking
about. So if we figure
out
how to attach another 3 hours to the day, you're still going to need 3 more. Huh?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I tried to help.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You
for
know,
that.
That's what I do. I try to help.
It's all right. But, you know, we're actually wasting time talking about the fact of less time. So, and that's something that's not going to change.
Mm. Well, it's a good day anyway. It's kind of overcast here in Chicago, but it's a good day nonetheless. And when we sit down here, we're very excited to engage with you and bring you some of the more insightful things that we think about on a regular basis. So we got, a kind of interesting show planned today. It's giving your blues the boot.
You know, Silver, I'm a little concerned about you. I'm thinking that you've got some suppressed violent issues.
Something's going on there.
You know, I'm not sure. I'm not qualified to make that diagnosis. I can diagnose some things. Trust me, like a fashion faux pas. Oh, baby, I'm all over that. I'm not really qualified to make a psychological diagnosis.
Well, you know what it is, honestly, and I know that the giving the boot and the kicking the butt and all of that is
violent.
Yeah, but you know something? Sometimes you have to handle your issues and things a little more aggressively than with some other things. So it's meant for impact, and it's meant for, you know, getting our listeners to understand that, yeah, this might take a little force on your part, mental force. Who knows, maybe a little kicking somebody. I don't know. Let's hope it doesn't come to that. But it takes some effort to paradigm
I'll shifted. Let you kick him because your foot's smaller than mine. It won't hurt as much if she kicks you. I'll keep my feet in pumps. How about that?
Yeah. So, you know, we're going to be talking about some things that all of us have in common And that is that you'd rarely run across anybody who hasn't faced some kind of tough time or tough issue that, you know, brought them to an emotional place that was really very challenging to come up out of. And that's only part of it usually when something, you know, horrendous or bad happens. That's only a part of it. But it's usually where most of us have to begin to shed the drama is within our own emotions. And sometimes they've taken us to a place that is just a place we didn't even recognize we could go there, that it's so deep and sometimes so dark. And there's a reason that they call it, you know, the blues. It's just an area of mental and emotional dynamics that has taken all of the other color and vibrancy out of life. So we're going to talk about that today and some of the ways that are common sense ways to climb out of that place. But tough times are very real. You know, when life altering things happen, life happens. You know, there's a lot of things that can go wrong, and they do, and it's a very long list of things. And I think of all the people out there now, our unemployment rate is so very high, and people have lost their jobs, and some of them are losing their minds, and it's just a horrible, horrible situation. The unfortunate part of it is that there's a lot of desperation and a lot of desperate moves that people take. And you know, I've been there, done that, so I know what that feels like to have the rug pulled from under you. But it isn't the end of everything. It's not the end of the world. It's not the worst thing that could have possibly happened, although it feels like that. I talked to someone else recently who had their job cut also, and just, you know, you feel like you're drowning, you're fending for your life, and you really don't know how to swim. And it's, you know, it's a tough circumstance. And when it, you know, when you're away from other people, you tend to be very down. You tend to be very withdrawn and very blue and very contemplative and a whole lot of other things. So we're going to, you know, to pick that whole thing apart today and see what even new insights may even come to us. You and I are so accustomed to talking about stuff like this, but part of the, you know, the mission is to share some of the things and the ideas that we've actually put into place when we've been in those particular circumstances, too.
Yeah, I happen to think that, and this is kind of on the back end of a whole lot of processing stuff, blue stuff, but I happen to think that you can't really lose anything that's yours. And so, again, I say it took work for me to make that a statement of conviction and determination versus just something that sounds cute and clever to say versus some noise. But if you believe or will consider the possibility, as I do, that you can't ever lose anything that is yours, then when these shifts in life happen, you won't get all twisted up and knotted up and blue around the, what's blue around the gills? What is that, a fish reference or something? What is that?
I would have to check in with that fish to know. But I've heard the phrase, but I'm really not sure what that means exactly.
So, in other words, when these things happen, and I always say that it's a good time to get as a church folk say, prayed up, as a thinking or people who meditate say prepared. I think it's a good time if you're not hurting, if you haven't lost anything, if you know where all your stuff is at this point in time, I'm thinking it would be a perfect opportunity for you to hang out with us and really begin to focus on you now, because you will still be you on the back end of the loss of a job, the loss of a loved one, a relationship, or any of those things. You don't change. It's what's changed is the way you viewed the loss, the definition, the power that you've given to the thing that you perceive that you have lost. Relatively recently, I guess some folks say I lost a job. I found some time. I found the morning. I found a wonderful 3.5 mile track to go jogging. I mean, that's what I found. Some peace in my easy chair in front of my window. Great books to read. That's what I found. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that you can lose anything that's yours. And before I knew it, I'd found some more jobs.
So you kind of feel that, like a lot of people say, you know, when, you know, things happen, they're going to happen for another door to open, perhaps, or another opportunity of some sort, that it's just a kind of a natural order of an elimination for something else to occur?
Well, let me answer the question two ways. First of all, we cannot go back in time. If you can, trust me, I want to make that trip with you, so 888, go for it. That's 888-463-6748. How you do that? How do you go back in time? You can't go back in time and have proof that if you do something a different way, or if the thing that happened hadn't happened, then you would be in a different place than you find yourself when the thing happens. That's one thing. And the other way that I want to answer that question is, if you got up, it ain't over. You opened your eyes today, if you woke up, and if you stepped your foot on the floor, or if you could, and you didn't. But if you can do that, it's not over. I have gone to bed at the end of some days just so blessed and impressed at the miraculousness of it. And I promise you, that morning didn't start out any different than any other morning. So I choose to remember in the face of stuff. And I have my challenges. I am by no means a super flawless girl, though I do try to show up like that. But I'm really not. And I've got my challenges. But the reality is, living as long as I have, all of those things that when they hit me, spun me around, have turned out to really bless my life. And I'll give you one example. I am spokesperson for the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Institute. My mother's Alzheimer's diagnosis 12 years ago, I thought would truly be the thing. I mean, her capacities, her cognitive abilities were diminishing, and I was going crazy. And who would think that something so painful could create something so phenomenal, because it makes all the pain, that whole process of trying to figure out what this is, the realizing that I couldn't fix it and I couldn't run away from it, it made all of it make sense. So my thinking is, if you just keep on living, if you just keep on living, I think that, yes, we're always exactly where we're supposed to be, and whatever happens, was supposed to happen.
Well, it's a great perspective to take, I think, Cassandra. If you can at all get your bearings enough at some point to understand that there can be another dynamic to whatever has occurred, it definitely will work in your favor. I mean, that's exactly what we're talking about, how to come out on top. And that is the critical, you know, part of it, is having enough insight, or trying to find it in the midst of the darkness or the blue place, to bring yourself to a realization like, wow, look what's happened, but look what's happened.
Right.
So I heard a interesting piece this morning. I don't know if you've heard on the news. I know you don't follow celebrity gossip like I do.
But no, I don't.
But anyway, for several days, they've been talking about that whole wedding that was called off between Richard Jefferson, who's an NBA player, and his longtime girlfriend of 5 years. 5 days before a $2 million wedding, he backed out, was the way the story was going for the last couple of weeks or so. She appeared on Good Morning America this morning to try to set the record straight, which I thought was so admirable of her. She's a beautiful, confident young woman, and got on television this morning, and I want to share with you how she handled this whole thing. Of course, you're very much in love with somebody after 5 years. You think that this is going to be your happily ever after, and it happens that it is just not going to be that. As she told the story, what had actually happened is that there had been several on and off, you know, breaking up and getting back together, and they both decided, with the history of their relationship not being as solid and as it was, that maybe this wasn't the way for them to go forward in their lives. She was very okay in the sense of she had settled that that's what the dynamic was going to be. And she said something, of course, most people are going to be devastated over a breakup that's been that serious. But she said something, Diane Sawyer asked her a question about how she was doing. She said, he didn't do this to me. He did this for me. And she had actually had like 50 friends and relatives that had come into town. She did what she called a life celebration party with all of them.
Silver.
So it's Silver. All about how you.
Silver.
Yeah.
She's lying. That girl is stressed and pressed. And she's twisted it sideways. She came on and she read some pre-packaged statement that made it all. No, you know, seriously. Yeah. I didn't see it. I don't know her. Didn't know the story. Don't know them. Don't really care and don't really know. So I'm just joking. But I'm thinking to myself, come on. You had a publicized wedding that was going to happen. That's what people do. They
well,
come.
Well, she said she was very embarrassed and very devastated and all of that.
Right.
No, she didn't deny any of that. She didn't deny any of
I'm
that.
I'm joking.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But she.
It sounds good, though.
Yeah.
It
she
sounds
just
good.
Said that in her thinking and the way she does life, she flipped the script.
Yeah.
And.
But that's the whole point, though.
Exactly.
At whatever point in time you flip the script, that's all you can do. You can do it now. And I think that people in public situations, there's more pressure because everybody knows. And so you need to.
Mm-hmm.
It would behoove you to come and make it better so you can kind of move through your life. But privately, it's a luxury or possibly an opportunity and possibly not to lay and wallow. But regardless to when you do it, if you don't die, if it doesn't take you out of here or away in a straitjacket, which, you know, and some people do take that out or it happens that way. But if it doesn't take you out, then eventually the only way to go on is to process it. Flip the script if you can and soar from it, but process it and keep moving through.
Absolutely.
My counsel to many who are in that real distraught place, because sometimes I've been so blue, I've been black. I mean, well, come on. You know, like that, what is it, sapphire, that navy, that ultra blue, just so dark is just.
I think a lot of people can relate to that,
yeah.
Sandra.
That's why I know what I'm talking about. Sometimes all you can do is just keep breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't die.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't die till your black blue turns, you know, from navy and then to what is
sky
it?
Sky blue.
Peacock
eventually.
And
yeah.
Royal and then light sky.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's a really excellent way of looking at that. And, you know, it really does boil down to that. If you can just realize that what you've come up against when things like this occur is that it might be the biggest fight of your life, but fight is the key word. That's exactly where you have to get yourself to, realizing that if I'm going to be back to normal, I'm going to have to fight my way through a difficult time or a devastating circumstance or a hard breakup or the loss of somebody that you love. So many things can happen that totally make you feel like your world is just been shattered to absolute pieces. And as I look back, you know, I've had some life-altering losses and difficult times, and you know, by the grace of God, I'm still here. And when I look back and at those times and being in where you described as a dark place, all I knew was to think about the fact that I could still feel myself breathing.
Yeah.
I could still feel
yeah.
that. So that meant as long as there was a little life there in my body, that was enough meaning for me to hang on to get back up in full swing eventually.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a short break, but on the other side, we're going to talk about giving your blues the boot. I do not mean to minimize the ouch of it. Trust me, I do know what it feels like to be blue. But Silver Ray Fox and I, Cassandra McShepherd, are going to give it the boot because she's got a violent streak on the other side. This is TalkZone.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hey.
Hey, listen. Seriously, listen Wednesdays at 12 noon right here at TalkZone.com. I'm Silver Ray Fox. Join Cassandra McShepherd and me for some midday fun and entertainment. It's about life. It's about people. It's about places. It's about being positive. We've taken it to another level. We're in the zone. That's what I'm talking about. Wednesdays, 12 noon Central Standard Time on the Internet's number one venue for quality talk programming, TalkZone.com.
Stressed out at work and yet still like your job? Do you need a remedy to release the stress? Go to my website, percent.com. That's www.perc-ent.com and download our workbook. Work makes me sick. Prescribe something quick for only $12. Download it, start using the exercises, and begin reducing your stress today.
You can overcome your stagnant situation. You can free yourself from unhealthy relationships. You can achieve your heart's desire. You can be healthy, wealthy, and happy. As a matter of fact, you paint your life's canvas, and you can do it in color. This is what I know so far. 8 Principles for Positive Thinking. Available now on Amazon.com.